Risk assessment on incarnation. My dad was on the sofa, intent on well-earned rest. I was his baby daughter, asleep upon his chest. No one ever warned me, my God, that man can snore. As off to sleep he drifted, I slid onto the floor. Years later, I still tease him as we joke at what was said, all because my father had dropped me on my head. I pondered as I watched him, did he have the faintest clue as to how to bring up children, all the proper things to do? I know that he was mortified as he retrieved his pride and joy, praying I would settle. Well, it hurt. I'm not a toy. Did they do a risk assessment on the day that I was born? Were my parents deemed as suitable their duties to perform? I may well sound excessive to question who I've got as I recall that tender moment that reflects upon my lot. Today, and being older with a family of my own, the kids think I'm all-knowing, switched on and in the zone. At times I find it easy, then occasionally, surprise, I am distinctly lost and most certainly not wise. These days I'm feeling mellow, in touch with inner sage. There's a common false perception that perfection's all the rage. Do we feel that the creator of all life in human form prefers that risks are managed as in health and safety norm? Before this incarnation, are we offered life of ease, to live in endless comfort undisturbed by slightest sneeze? Should there be some hazards, fresh challenge to be met, not the ease of repetition from those days you soon forget? Should we relish imperfection, embrace disaster too, is to understand the reason, the question overdue? It's there not as a nuisance or some act of awful God. Recall the hidden purpose, whichever path is trod. Of course, all this is theory. When I recall what went before, what on earth was Father doing when I slid onto the floor?